Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, thanks so much for being on the podcast today. And on behalf of Pastor Chuck, our entire staff team, and our church family, we want to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. We hope that you get to spend the day with those that you love, that you get to give and receive love, and that truly today you would be grateful for what God has done in your life. Well, obviously today is Thanksgiving, and it's something we celebrate here in the U.S., and even our friends up north in Canada celebrate it at a different time of year. But the reminder, and I know that you know this, that God wants us to be intentional about thankfulness every single day. In fact, this is a spiritual habit that we can develop, one that's reflected in the life of a believer that has a life that's grounded in gratitude. One of the things that I'm convinced of is that the more deeply you understand God's love, the more grateful you're going to become. And so today, I want to give you just a few ideas around this idea of living a lifestyle of thanksgiving, a lifestyle of thankfulness, one that's grounded in gratitude. Well, what does that look like? Well, an extreme example of this, a radical example of this, is found in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Here's what Paul says. He says, give thanks in all circumstances. Now, I emphasize that. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. This is taking thankfulness and gratitude to a whole nother level. It's the kind of gratitude that says, no matter the circumstances, I'm still going to give thanks. No matter what's going on in me or around me, I'm still going to give thanks. Why? Because he says, this is God's will for our life. Now, this is the idea of saying that we can thank God in every circumstance because we realize that God is still on the throne. We realize that even when it doesn't feel fun in the moment, that God can bring good out of evil, that he can turn around the worst mistakes we've made, no matter what's happening in our life, that God doesn't stop loving us, and that God is not unable to step into it. And so today, it's this reminder that we can find 100 things to be thankful for in any circumstance, even when the circumstance is less than ideal, even when it stinks. Now, I get it. In the moment of drama, it doesn't feel that way. But if we'll stop and if we'll reorient ourselves, we can find something to be thankful for, that we would be thankful in all circumstances. And one of the things that it does is it creates fellowship with God himself. What ends up happening is that gratitude builds deeper relationships between us and other people and between us and our Heavenly Father. So if you want to get closer to somebody, start by expressing gratitude to that person. If you're feeling distant from somebody, distant from your spouse or a coworker or a boss, start doing what you did when you were first connected with them. Express gratitude. Like for your spouse, write little notes of kindness and encouragement, or make calls or texts during the day just to tell them that you're thankful. See, often the reason we've lost that feeling of thankfulness or even that loving feeling inside of us is because we stopped doing the things that created that feeling in the first place, and we begin to take them for granted. And so think about this when it comes to our church. Do you want to build your small group? Well, don't just go to a gathering. During the week, text them, email them, call them, write them, and say, I'm thankful for you, I'm grateful for you, and here's why, and then tell them something specific. You'll find that the more grateful for you are for your group, the more your group will bond. It is something powerful. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:11, encourage one another and build each other up. And what you'll find is that as you build others up, you'll find that God also builds into your life through your deep relationships with him and others. And so today, I want to encourage you to be thankful, to have this attitude of gratitude, and one of the best ways is to express it to somebody else. And so I don't know where you're listening to this from, but I want to encourage you, wherever you're at, whoever you're around, find something that you're thankful for and express it to them today. Again, we hope you have a great Thanksgiving. We can't wait to see you this Sunday as we kick off our Christmas series here in Sugar Hill, where we talk about the great gift exchange. If you want to find out all things Christmas and everything that's coming up, just swing by the website christmasinsugarhill.com. Again, that's christmasinsugarhill.com. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.